Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson, and I'm your host for today. I'm sitting in for our regular host, Juanita Watson. Well, today we have a really, really special guest on the phone, and her name is Marisha Winokur. Marisha is actually the author of a newly published children's book, My Invisible World, Life with My Brother, His Disability, and His Service Dog. Now, what's really exciting is Marisha is only 11 years old, and she will be 12 on June 23rd. She is currently in sixth grade at a public middle school in Roswell, Georgia, which is actually a suburb near Atlanta. She was adopted from Russia when she and IL were both 14 and a half months. IL's birthday is actually June 21st, which makes them only 2 days apart. And as you can well imagine, they've always been asked if they're twins, but however they're not, they came from different biological parents. And from what I understand is people who know Marisha think that she's really an old soul. She's extremely insightful and compassionate, and of course, with that, she becomes a very good friend and is very loyal. Hi, Marisha.
Hi.
I'm so glad to be talking to you. You know, I'm sitting here at my desk, and I'm looking at your book. It's a beautiful cover. Just for our listening audience, I want to say that the cover has you and your brother and his service dog. Before we go any further, what I want to read is a little bit from your book, because that's going to get us right into the interview. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the preface, you say, "Hi, my name is Marisha, and in Hebrew, my name means legacy. My middle name is Rael, which means guardian. I'm not sure I like the name Rael or its meaning, because being a guardian is a hard job, and soon you will understand why." You know, when I read that part, I just got goosebumps. And as I read it again just now, I got goosebumps. Because you have a big job. You have a big job as an assistant dog handler in your home. Tell us, what this job as an assistant dog handler really means?
To kind of give commands,
mm-hmm.
to Chancer if my mom's not around or something.
Mm-hmm. How old is Chancer? No.
He is about to be four.
About to be four. And he's been in your family for how long?
2 years.
2 years. So he came to you trained. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Now, your book. Your book is about your life and your experiences with your brother. Your brother's name is Ayel, and he has a disability that's not visible. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable in talking about his disability? And maybe we can just talk a little bit so that the people listening to this interview know why the service dog is in your home. So could you just tell us a little about your brother?
Sure. My brother's name is Ayal. He's in sixth grade, just like me. His disability is fetal alcohol syndrome, and that's why we need Chancer.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about your brother, but then I want to talk about you. Why did your brother need Chancer, service dog?
To kind of calm him down and be there for him and things like that.
So being with Chancer, your brother Ayel, he gets calmed down and... Is it more of a play? Does he play with him, or what? How does that all that happen? Tell me.
It's kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
Just both.
Both. Good. And so, is Chancer a friend of yours too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides being the assistant handler, what does the dog do for you?
He plays with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what breed of a dog is he?
He's a purebred golden retriever.
So does he do a lot of retrieving for you, too? Is that how you play?
He doesn't retrieve things.
No?
Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got another job, and that he takes that seriously. Tell me, Marisha, why did you decide to write this book?
Well, my mom had the idea,
mm-hmm.
and... I just went along with it.
Was that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wrote this book, and it's about your life. Tell me a little bit about what's in your book and how your life, what your life looks like as being the sister.
It's just like having a regular sibling, but it's like 10 times worse.
10 times worse. Cool. Ooh, I just cringe when you say that. And what do you mean by 10 times worse?
Just like if a normal sibling teases other sibling, it's like 10 times worse.
Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would bother me too. How do you handle your brother?
I don't really handle my brother.
You don't? What do you do when he teases you?
I ask him to stop. Uh-huh. And then if he doesn't, I just try to walk away without getting mad.
That's not an easy thing to do, is it?
Mm-mm.
No, no. I can understand that. You know, and it's really brave of you and very, I have to commend you for writing this book. Because it's so important. It's important to let other children know what the life is like of a sibling, of someone that has a disability, such as your brother. I mean, you know, your brother is very normal looking, as you mentioned in the book. But because of his syndrome, his actions and behaviors are sometimes not appropriate. Is he older than you, or are you older than him?
He's older than me.
Oh, yes. Okay, just by a few, 2 months, isn't it? 2 days.
2 days,
that's
yeah.
That's right. You're only 2 days apart. Do you feel like twins sometimes?
No.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. So, when you were little, what was your relationship like with your brother?
Better.
Better? Is that because his disability was not as prominent as it is right now?
No, I didn't really notice anything.
Yeah.
But now I do, and, yeah.
Do you think that that's because you're older, or is it because that he's acting out more so because he's older?
Just because I'm older.
And you know more about it.
Yeah.
What for you is the hardest part of having a sibling that has an invisible disability like this?
Not sure.
Yeah. I know that your parents, you know, just treat you both very well, and they're very supportive. And I know that you are also in a Jewish family. Your father is a rabbi. When you were growing up, Marasha, what were your favorite things to do?
Play
mm-hmm.
with all my toys and do whatever kids like to do.
And what do you like to do now that's different from then?
Just hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you won the Read of Youth Kids Award for the best children's book this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah.
You bet it is. And I know that our reviewer, Evan, really, really liked your book. He really got it. He got the message that you were trying to get across in your book, and certainly he got it. So let's just talk about the message. What is it that you want your readers, other kids, to get from your book?
That it's okay to be different.
You were adopted, and you came from Russia. When did your parents tell you that you were adopted?
7, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you feel about that?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it meant. Yeah.
We have a son that is adopted, and we told him when he was about, I think, 6 years old also, and he thought it was pretty cool too. So, now, were you and your brother adopted from the same area?
Same area, but different, like, different people.
Different birth parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned that the premise of your book and what you really want to tell other kids is it's okay to be different. It really is okay. Do you find that some kids in school, you know, it can be so, so mean, sometimes they don't accept the difference?
Yeah, but not a lot.
No? How do you handle that?
I just tell them what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
and they understand.
You know, that's really good. The main thing is, though, is you understand why your brother is the way he is. And with the invisible disability and what really caused it. So, and I know with the fetal alcohol syndrome, it's something that is just, you know, happens, and it all starts before birth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to tell us what your understanding is of fetal alcohol syndrome?
Just fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah, and it's that the mother either drank alcohol or used drugs or something before
yeah.
the baby was born, and so there's yeah, a little bit of damage that happens. So I'm so glad to be talking to you, Marasha. It's really exciting, and what really excites me is the fact that you, at your age, 11, wrote this book. So I just want to really congratulate you, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and gosh, I wish you much success in this book, getting it out to other kids to read, and this is really exciting. And I want to ask you, are you going to be writing some more books?
I might be. I'm not sure what it's about,
uh-huh.
if I am.
But you're thinking that possibly you would.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure.
That's okay. And you know what? You don't have to decide today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's tell our listeners your website address.
TheChancerChronicles.com.
TheChancerChronicles.com. And Chancer, of course, is the name of the service dog. So thanks again, Marasha, and good luck.
Thank you.
Listeners, there you have it. You know, it's really exciting to talk to children that are authors. It pleases me to know, and as you've heard, Marasha is certainly one enlightened child. I hope you enjoyed listening to our author, 11-year-old Marasha. She talked about her own life and living with a brother that has an invisible disability, fetal alcohol syndrome. Wow, what an incredible journey. And for such an understanding young lady, I'm impressed. Again, Marasha, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us and giving us such a delightful insight on your life and your life with your brother and a little bit about your brother. Again, listeners, thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.